Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostetler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, I hear there's a campaign for President of the United States, and I'm wondering if it involves any Marylanders.
Actually, I think in Maryland for the next few months, you're not even going to know much about a presidential campaign because it's going to be just a spectator sport for Marylanders.
Are any of the Maryland troops going to go to adjoining states to campaign?
You know, there's some talk about that, but both parties, really, the Republicans and Democrats, are very focused on sort of a prelude to 2018. You know, our politics in Maryland got tossed on its head 2 years ago when Larry Hogan managed to snatch the governor's mansion from the Democrats despite a 2-to-1 Democratic majority. And so now the Republicans are saying, of course, and they don't care much for Donald, so they're working really hard for their Senate candidate and for congressional candidates. But their main thing is trying to boost turnout and boost enthusiasm for 2018.
How will they be doing that in a presidential year?
Well, it actually, and the Democrats are this way, too, because when they look back at why they lost in 2014, it was turnout. Their guys just didn't show. You know, Anthony Brown was the nominee, and he didn't run a very good campaign. And there were tens of thousands of Democrats who did not even vote in the general election, and many of them didn't vote in the primary. So the Democrats are focused on, you know, getting to these people. They're actually going to do listening tours. You know, what can we do to bring you back? What are you looking for? Just come and vote with us and be. They are trying to also, with their down ballot candidates, trying to boost the totals, just to sort of, you know, get people into voting. Republicans, meanwhile, say, okay, they're not so crazy about Donald Trump, but Donald Trump is bringing out people who don't vote that often, and the Republicans are hoping that, okay, now that we got you out this year, come back for Larry Hogan in 2 years.
Well, Karen, as you and I both know, and probably everybody knows, that turnout is one thing, and if you have the majority of the registered voters, that's a very good thing for you. On the other hand, you do have to have a candidate, and I think the Democrats don't really know who their candidate is going to be.
Well, that is a problem, and as you know, we've got three guys who are, you know, out there making noises: Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kavanaugh, the Prince George's County Executive Rashearn Baker, and Congressman John Delaney. But yes, none of them has caught fire yet, and John Delaney may even have a close race to hold on to his congressional seat. So, you know, that's all still being developed. But the important thing is, I guess, that what is going to be happening in Maryland this fall, despite this huge national election, is really local, local, local. Once again, all politics is local, I guess you could say.
Well, Karen, thanks so much for being with us. You can see, or we can all see now, why they're concentrating on turnout. Maybe at the end of the day, they'll have a candidate. You never know. Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostetler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.